President.
Well, I read through the book to Japan. I think it's a very good job. It's very thorough and so forth. I got a few things we can go over on Thursday.
Right, Mr. President.
And I'll read the balance of it tomorrow.
Right, Mr. President.
Yeah. I think the very delicate problem that we've got is the one of that at this point is the one of adequate informing of them of the Soviet thing, and it seems to me that that damn thing has covered totally. In other words, you started slipping it in and kept tightening it up until finally it was done.
That's right. That's what I thought.
And they apparently have reacted. I mean, they continued with their moving on your trip, certainly with some knowledge that it was coming, don't you think?
Oh, I think, as you can see, with increasing knowledge that it was coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, the point that Mansfield was making, and I think he may have been making it hopefully, that
they would get sore at us.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. And one reason I'm so meticulous about informing them is because I know the Russians won't be informing them.
That's right.
And because I want them to have a stake in your goodwill.
Yeah.
Because that's something we can always cut off.
It'll be very interesting to see. Have they reacted yet to the Moscow visit?
No, no announcement. And of course, they've been terrific. They haven't leaked a word.
Yeah, they haven't leaked, but I mean they haven't...
They've
known for several days, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, they've known since... I told Dobrynin only 24 hours, but in fact they've known since Saturday.
Yeah. Which, of course, they would get the moment he went in, wouldn't they? I mean, the ambassador in Paris would pass it on to them immediately.
Oh, yes, immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No question about it.
That's good. Wow. We're right on a high wire, a tight rope, or whatever you want to call it, but...
it's a delicate exercise, but we've pulled it off up to now.
Up to now, that's right, and whatever happens, that's that. It was interesting, one little bit of history, where they thought that at Camp David, the Russians were even, Khrushchev was even giving it to them then, that he brought along some agreement that he wasn't going to, share atomic secrets with them and that sort of
That's
thing.
That's right. That's why we have to be so careful.
They're so damn suspicious, aren't they? Khrushchev didn't bring a goddamn thing to Camp David.
Absolutely.
Did he?
Not that I know.
No.
But of course he went to Peking right afterwards and apparently mortally offended them by his behavior.
He did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chou Enlai kept saying to me how outrageous his behavior had been.
Crude, you mean?
Crude, yeah. And impolite, as if they were just his vassals.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I do feel that we do want to talk about, I think they're awfully tough on the Cambodia-Laotian thing, and I think we've got to be equally tough on our side.
Well,
there.
In Cambodia, of course, they have...
They got that little Sihanouk. But interesting, they sent Sihanouk to North Korea.
That's right.
For purposes of getting them to mute their criticisms of the visit, isn't
that exactly.
Well, I tell you, despite Chou Enlai's worldliness, he is, in a sense, pretty provincial in some ways, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, none of them have been out of their area.
No. And they just live in their suspicions.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, the book is really quite a job. It's quite a job. You say State didn't contribute a hell of a lot.
Mr. President, if you'd like to, I'll send you there.
Don't do it. Don't send it.
Just for comparison.
Really something.
I mean, my people are doing it with two men,
mm-hmm.
and they have thousands over there.
You tell them I was very impressed with it, will you?
Well, I'll do that.
What in the name of God, though, is that? What the Christ of the state people? They must have this huge staff, don't they? Is it Marshall Green or what? Is it the leadership? Henry, they're bright people.
Yeah.
These are bright people, goddammit, and you got to use bright people.
Well, Mr. President, one of mine is, in fact, a state guy.
What's he think, then?
Well, nobody makes these people work so hard. It's true, I'm a slave driver.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's like Vince Lombardi. When you're all through with it, you feel you've done something important.
And over there, they don't do it that way.
And over there, they waffle around and give you on the one hand and on the other hand.
And write reams of nothing.
And write reams of stuff that evaporates under your fingers.
Yeah, well. Your boys have done a fine job here.
Okay.
When do you leave? Tomorrow, in the morning?
I'm leaving at 8:30. I'm going to be briefing all day. I'm going to see Daly, as I said. And I'm going to meet a...
Tell him when you're talking to Daly, and not only about something it is, but tell him that, by God, he ought to be sure Meany supports the we're doing, that Meany's out of step with the country.
Right.
He believes that, I'm sure, but he can affect Meany.
And then I'm going to meet with a group of newsmen and then with a group of supporters of yours. I've got their list here somewhere. They're all big corporation executives about
and 50. Talk very optimistically about the economy with them, you know, that there's a hell of, there are big things coming. We're in a hell of an era, and everybody just got to, the guys that understand this are going to really make a mint. They really are.
Oh, I think that's... I'm going to call Howard Stein if I have a chance.
Yeah, you tell Stein, what the hell's the matter with you, boy?
What other good news do you want?
That's right. Yeah. Okay, have a good trip.
Thank you, Mr. Betts. I'll be back tomorrow night.
Bye.